Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
When you see these people in the media and their perfect relationships and their perfect bodies and their perfect hair and their perfect children and their perfect lives, do you strive to achieve that? And when you're doing that in a relationship, can that actually backfire and sabotage a lot of things, especially if you're trying to be all anal retentive about it? My guest is Dr. Jane Bluestein. She's an educator and award-winning author. Welcome to the show, Dr. Bluestein. So tell us a little bit about this image that we have of perfection that we need to achieve. And let me just preface this by saying, I used to be that. I used to try. Now I don't care if the house is messy and there's clothes on the floor or I'm in sweat clothes, or, but I used to want to be that. But it's too hard. It's much too hard.
No kidding. I think the best cure for perfectionism is getting older, because you really just don't have the energy to keep pulling that off.
I
really say it's like the best thing that ever happened to me is getting to the point where I can leave the house without makeup, run into people and, you know, at Costco or something, and see me after a Zumba class all sweaty and yucky and don't care, you know? I mean, it's like people who love me for something besides how my hair looks and what size my thighs are. And the people who don't never will. And you know what? I don't. It doesn't. You know, it's like it's not worth the effort to try to impress or generate connections with people who want those kind of things that aren't natural for you.
I agree. My aunt used to say, and I can't use the S word, but she used to say, "The older you get, the less you give a." You know,
that's right. Absolutely.
And so it's definitely something that I am realizing, although I try not to look in mirrors as often as I used to, because
that.
Then it kind of brings it all home. But when we're thinking about relationships, and if you're in a relationship at the beginning, as we all know, new relationships, you don't reveal all, you don't let them see you with your, you know, no makeup and your big girl panties, you know, they don't show all that stuff.
Yeah.
When do you get that feeling that you can start in a relationship doing that? Or do some people just keep doing that and make themselves bonkers?
I think people, first of all, let me clarify. When I say, you know, I can go out in my sweats right now, I still want to look nice. When I get up on a stage, if I'm presenting, if I'm going to a dinner party, you know, I don't show up all schleppy and sloppy and dirty. I mean, there's a big difference, and I want to start with differentiating between striving for perfection and striving for, you know, the best you can be for who you are. As far as when to show up in a relationship, I really am a big fan of, you know, and I'm not talking about coming, you know, with greasy hair or, you know, torn clothing. When you want to make a first impression, I'm not going to go to a job interview, for example, dressed like that, because part of that is making an impression. But when you're talking about connecting with people, I'm kind of a big fan of authenticity, and I've noticed that that can kind of scare people off pretty well, which makes it a really good screening device, especially in the dating world. So I'm not necessarily going to bare my soul and talk about my early issues or whatever, but, you know, if somebody asks me a question, I've learned that it is okay for me to say, you know what, I don't know anything about that, tell me. Or I've never really had an interest in that, you know, make it, you know, turn me on to that right now. And to admit to being who I am and to admit to being imperfect, because we're all imperfect. Let's say we're all perfect with our flaws and the way we are.
It's true. I may not always be right, but I'm never wrong. And the thing is really that it's hard to admit. It's hard to say for a lot of people, I don't know this or that kind of thing. And so I agree with you. I try and look nice when I'm, you know, out and about as much as possible. If I'm presenting, doing anything, I like to look nice. But then again, if I was in that new dating world, I would be more insecure about that stuff. I'd worry more about that. So how do you think we should take what we see in the media? And what do you want people to know about that striving for perfection and the difference between wanting to look nice and present yourself well and striving for that perfect, you know, perfection in look, in home, in children, in any of those things? Because not everybody can do that.
No, and you're right. It's a really big topic. First of all, I guess, as you're talking about this, do you want somebody to fall in love with your image? Because we're not our image. We are who we are. And, you know, I want somebody to be able to see beyond the image. If it's somebody I'm just going to, you know, work with for a day or meet for at a cocktail party and probably never see again, that's not real important to me. But somebody where I want to make a genuine, authentic, deep connection, I want them to connect with who I am, not just how I look or what kind of jewelry I'm wearing or what kind of car I drive. And I think we do get a lot of messages from the media. My issue isn't so much with that. I'm not going to blame the media. It's there and it's not going anywhere. My issue is with our vulnerability to feeling adequate only if I can look like this actress or only if I can look, you know, have that actor's abs, or only if I can have this kind of a house, or present a meal like Martha Stewart. Not going to happen. And so no. What is it that makes us vulnerable to feeling like, because what happens is, if I realize that I'm not Martha Stewart, because we've already got one of her. See, you know, we don't need another Martha Stewart. You know, we've got, we need a Jane Bluestein. We need a Melanie. We need people who are unique, and what I want to be able to bring to the table is not going to look like, you know, literally or figuratively what Martha Stewart or you or, you know, Emerald or anybody else or even my husband is going to bring. So I just want us to be the best and most comfortable and most real for what I can do. So I don't strive for that because it's not that important to me. And I'm not likely to invite somebody to my house who I need to impress in that way. So I'm gaining some real discretion about who I have around. And what I'm finding is if I need to look perfect or if I need to weigh a certain amount or if I need to be able to cook in a certain way and somebody expects that of me, I tend to not really go too deep or hang around too long with them. And one of the ways perfectionism affects relationships is we start setting these expectations for other people in our lives that we don't even sometimes tell them. You know, we just expect them to be a certain way. Well, you shouldn't have known, you know.
You're hitting me right where I live with my husband, I swear to God. I am not a perfectionist in myself these days, but I am a very driven, organized person. And with two children and 12 jobs and, you know, I'm just busy and I expect a lot from my husband, and the poor guy is absolutely a harried husband of a Jewish woman. He thinks if I'm not nagging him at some point, I'm going to die, because that's just what I have to do. So we do have to realize these points in ourselves and try to find them and fix them. So we just have 30 seconds. Please just tell people where they can find out more about you, Dr. Bluestein, and your best advice.
Okay, because all those things have a cost. Best place to reach me is on my website at janebluestein.com, and my email is jane@janebluestein.com, and you can get all the information you want there. The book is available, The Perfection Deception, just was released this week, and that is available on my site and through all the regular where you get book apps, you know, places. Do you want
all the regular book places? No, that's probably good. Okay. The book is Perfection Deception, When Trying to Be Perfect is Sabotaging Your Relationships, Making You Sick, and Holding Your Happiness Hostage. Wow, love the title, and it certainly is true for so many of us. You don't have to impress anybody in this world anymore. You just have to work to better yourself, and that's what I think she is trying to say and is saying so beautifully. This is Melanie Cole. We got more great show coming up. Stay tuned and stay well.